This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. We begin again after our break. We're talking about the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preordaining of risk. All the questions related to risk are not questions about the quantum, not questions about the quantity. There are questions about the quality of it. How did we take it? What did we do with it? And that's the reason why it's very important for us to keep these two things in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentioned in Surah Hud, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah said, no moving living creature is there on earth but that its provision is from Allah. Every single thing, from the virus to the blue whale, all that we know and all that we don't know, as long as it's a living thing, as long as it's something which needs provision, that provision comes only and only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is aware of where it lives and of its deposit. The Mufassirin have translated and deposit as both the grave and the womb. So both of these have been given as translations of this. And all of this has been recorded fi kitabim mubin, in a clear book, which is Allahul Mahfuz. The thing therefore to remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our help to feed us. He does not need our help to give us risk. He is not dependent on what we do or what we do not do in order to feed us or to give us our risk in any way. He reminds us to look at His signs around us and understand the fact that everything happens by His will alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the purpose of our creation and what is expected of us in this life. And what is that purpose? Allah said, وَمَا قَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. This beautiful ayat of Surah Dariyat, three ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ, and I have created not the jinn and human beings except that they should worship me alone. The purpose of our creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other purpose of our creation. We have been created only and only for the worship of Allah. And as we have mentioned in the series on Aqeedah and so on, which many of you have attended, that worship refers to both ibadah as well as ubudiyah. Worship as in ibadah and worship as in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To live this life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worship. And that is the reason why, I don't know how many of you were there for that lecture which I gave, which is where I said, how can you turn your entire life, 24 hours of the day, into worship? And that is by living those 24 hours of the day according to the ahkam and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we live our entire life, from the minute I wake up in the morning, the moment my eyes open, what do? I recite the kalima and I recite the dua at the time of waking up. And then I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me another day in order to please Him, in order to try to worship Him as it is His right. And then what do? I go make wudu. And then I pray tahajjud. And then I read some Quran and I wait for Salatul Fajr. And then I come, I pray, go to the masjid, I pray Salatul Fajr. And after Salatul Fajr, I go home. Or after Salatul Fajr, I stay in the masjid. I do some more dhikr, azkar, and so on, and I pray. Salatul Duha, Ishraq. Or I go, I do something else, and I come back and I pray Ishraq. And then I have my breakfast and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me food. And before I eat, I make dua, and as I eat, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after I finish my food, I make dua again. All the duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I have a bath, and when I have a bath, I am thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the bath, after the bath, when I put on my clothes, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me the clothes to put on, and I make dua. And then I go to work, and on the way I do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At my workplace, I'm engaged in work which is halal, I'm engaged in work which is jais. And during the whole work day, I am thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am doing all the transactions and deals in my job, in my work, according to the Sharia of Islam. Yes? And then of course, if the prayer times that come between in the during the day, I respect those prayer times, I stop my work and I make my salah, I don't delay the salah because I'm doing this or that, I pray the salah at its correct time. And then I come back home in the evening, and when I left my house in the morning, I made dua. When I come back home in the evening, I make dua. And then when I come back home in the evening, I am with my family and so on, and I am good to them, and I remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we talk and we have fun and we play and so on and so forth, and constantly there is remembrance and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the times of salawat that come in between, and I pray those salat at the correct times. And then I eat my dinner and I pray before the, I make dua before the food, I make dua after the food, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during my food. And then before I sleep, I make dua azkar, I read Suratul Mulk, I read Suratul Sajda. And then I made my dua and azkar, and I make wudu, and I go to sleep. And when I'm sleeping also, I sleep following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I sleep on my right side with my hand under my cheek and so on. And then I go to sleep. Now you see how the whole day, because now this part of sleep also is ibadah, because you are sleeping with that sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are sleeping with the intention of waking up for tahajjud. You make dua, Ya Allah, please make me up for tahajjud, let me not miss my tahajjud. So therefore you are even sleeping with that. So the whole day and everything that we have done in the day has become ibadah, has become worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. See this ayah, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent a Nabi, and then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent a Sharia, this ayah would be impossible to implement. Because how can you worship Allah 24 hours of the day? Because you have to eat and you have to sleep and you have to, you know, do various things. And if you are in a state where you are not worshipping Allah, then you are going against the purpose for which you were created. So that becomes a problem. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Sharia of His deen. So that this ayah, the purpose of our creation, can be fulfilled. Allah created us only for His worship, and He showed us a way of life where our entire life can become worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only condition is that we remain aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout that time. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? As long as we have that consciousness and we do everything in keeping with that. And then to reinforce this further in terms of risk, because وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, what is the first question that somebody will ask? See, Allah, that's right, you created me only for worship, but how do I eat? How do I eat? How do I feed my family? See the psychology of the Quran. See the psychology of the Quran. Why must Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combine the ayat with regard to risk with the ayah of ibadah? Allah created us, He knows what we are, He knows how we think. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Oh Allah, I have created the jinn and human beings only for my worship. Allah, if you created me only for worship, for your worship, and if I fulfill that purpose of creation, if I'm only worshipping you, then how do I eat? So two things. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the Sharia. So while we work, that work also becomes worship. And then the reassurance. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ بِرِّزْقِهُمْ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Reinforcing. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ بِرِّزْقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was sufficient to say. I do not seek any provision from them. That is enough. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nor do I ask that they should feed me. All my creatures, who are your children? Your creatures or the creatures of Allah? बहुत फिक्र रहती है लोगों को, हमारे बच्चों का क्या होगा? तुम्हारे बच्चे हैं तो उनका क्या होगा? सोचो, है कहाँ तुम्हारे बच्चे? अल्लाह की मखलूक है, अल्लाह की मखलूक है. आपको तो अमानत में दी. Worry about that which you will be questioned about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask you, did you feed your children? He will ask you, what did you feed your children with? Halal or haram? He will ask you, what tarbiyah did you give your children? Did your children recognize me? Did your children know who I am? Were your children obedient to me because you told them and showed them how to be obedient to Allah? Did your children recognize Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did your children know anything about the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you ever tell your children about the importance of following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When your children saw you, did they see you following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or did they see you disobeying and breaking the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Make no mistake my brothers and sisters. Children listen with their eyes, not with their ears. They will not do what you tell them to do. They will do what they see you doing. You can tell them to pray till the cows come home, but they will not pray unless they see you praying. You can tell them to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but if they see you breaking the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will be responsible. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, the most unfortunate of parents will be those who will see their own children being thrown into the hellfire, and they will know that they are responsible for it. He said, the most unfortunate, the most unlucky of the parents will be those who will see their own children being thrown into the hellfire, and they will know that my child went into the hellfire because of me. Because I did not give him any tarbiyah. I just fed him and clothed him. I treated my child like a goat or a dog or a horse. I worried about his physical fitness. I worried about his physical well-being. Alone. I did not worry about his spiritual well-being. I did not worry about his moral and ethical well-being. I did not introduce him to Allah. I did not introduce him to Rasulullah. When the child didn't wake up for Salatul Fajr and there was some other idiotic elder in the house who said, "Nahi, bacha thak gaya, sone do." So what did you do? You let him sleep. अब वो बच्चे की उम्र 45 साल है, उन्हें अब क्या, उन्हें क्या सीख रहा? उन्हें सिखा थके तो सो गए तो कुछ नहीं होता. कई को बोलते हमारे बाबा सुलाए, हमारे दादा सुलाए, दादी सुलाए, नाना सुलाए, नानी सुलाए, अम्मा सुलाए, सब सुला रहे. इस बात सारी उम्मत सो रही. अच्छा थका कई को? फेसबुक देख रहा था, चैटिंग कर रहा था, कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल कर रहा था. 40 साल का हुआ तो चैटिंग नहीं, कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल करता. कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल करके फजर के पास सोया था. कैसा ऐसा हुआ? तो प्लीज थिंक अबाउट दिस. Children will give importance to what you gave importance to. I tell you, I can still hear in my I can literally hear the sound of the handle of a metal bucket being dropped. Bucket rakhe, chode to, tadang bolke wo handle ki awaaz kahi ko? Because my father used to wake up at 2:30 in the morning. And those were the days before hot and cold running water. So bucket lake mein se paani leke, bathroom mein bucket rakhe, wo handle chode to, tadang bolke awaaz aati. तो हमारे छोटे घर आते वो जमाने में ताँ बाव उठ गए कई कोठे आड़े बजे रात क्या तकलीफ थी उनको कौन सता रहे थे कुछ भी नहीं as long as I can remember 40 45 years 50 years may Allah forgive him and fill his qabr with noor. He never missed one tahajjud. Never. Two thirty in the morning. Wudu karke wo zamane mein thanda pani garam pani nahi rehta tha. Wudu karke tahajjud padke he would pray tahajjud, then he would sit and read the Quran. And then time for fajr he would wake us up. And there was no question of any choice. We had to wake up for Fajr. As long as we were alive, we had to wake up. Bukhar raho, kuch bhi raho. Sick, no sick, whatever. Namaz padho, so jao. Namaz nahi padhne ka sawal hi nahi. And masajid were far away. It was difficult to get to the masjid. So we would pray by jamaat at home. My father would lead salah. I would call the adhan, or my brother would call the adhan, he would lead salah, we would pray behind him, the whole house. No question of anyone missing salah for any reason. Was a man with typhoid injection, they used to give the injections of typhoid inoculation. It's a horrible, painful thing. You took the injection, it had to be given in the arm and the whole arm would swell up and it would red and very painful and you would get a fever and all that. No fever, no nothing. Namaz kootna hai, namaz padna hai. Hum log hame school ko gaye, koi jungle ko jaake nahi padhe. Aaj kal log bolte hain, bachche ko exam, usko homework hai, exam hai. Hamare baba ka school nahi tha, bagar exam ko karne ke waste. We also went to school, we also had exams. Exam or no exam, no matter how many hours you studied in the day, Salatul Fajr is Salatul Fajr. You have to wake up, you have to pray. Children, remember, give them memories. I have said this before to you, I am saying it again. Give them memories. Let them remember you long after you are gone. By these things, by how you worshipped Allah. And subhanAllah, what a connection my father had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib. Koi bhi cheez rahe. Much later in life, you know, when we grow up and all that, my brother, me, my sister, whoever. So we were in the country, sometimes we would be in some other foreign country, we'd phone up from there and tell him. क्या था दुआ कीजिए हमारे लिए ये मसला है एंड टिपिकल वो यू नो पीपल हु हैव कनेक्शंस अजीब उनकी बात ही चलग रहती है उनको दुआ करो बोलो तुम्हारे बाबा बोलते थे हमेशा उनकी टिपिकल वे ऑफ सेइंग वो बोलते ठीक है तुम जाओ मैं पकड़ लेता हूँ ठीक है तू जा मैं पकड़ लेता हूं मैं नहीं छोड़ता पकड़ लेता हूं and used to make the same dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that the wife of Firaun asked Radhiyallahu Anha maid, when she said, "Oh Allah, give me a house close to you. Rabbi ibni li indak baytan fil jannah." And he used to make this dua. "Oh Allah, give me a house close to you." But ajeeb hai ki, that's what I'm saying, you know, build connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mohabbat ki baat. Dua karte hai, Allah meri choti chhopri. Allah choti jhopri de de. He said, "Allah, give me a small hut near you." And I always make dua for him. And I tell him, "Oh Allah, he was a slave who was faithful to you. And there is no one who is more faithful than you to those who are faithful to you. And he used to ask you for a small hut near you. Oh Allah, give him a small hut near you." What is a hut near Allah? Subhanallah. And in this ayah, before we complete for today, the last of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq dhul quwwati al-mateen." Inna is a reinforcement. Inna Allah huwa, second reinforcement. Razzaq, not raziq. Razzaq, dhul quwwa, by his power, quwwatil mateen. Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq dhul quwwatil mateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reinforcing his power as the raziq over and over and over, 6 times in the same ayah. When I was doing the tafsir of the Quran with my Shaykh Misam Abdul Baqi, Da'an Barakatuhum, Hafizahullah, this ayah, he told me, he said, the grammar of this ayah is a miracle of the Quran. Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq dhul quwwati al-mateen. The grammar of this ayah is a miracle of the Quran. The question, my brothers and sisters, is how strong is our faith? It is not a question of how strong Allah is. The question is, how strong is our faith in Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qawiyul Aziz. The question is, how strong is our faith in Allah? How much do we truly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of feeding us without our help? I always make dua, and we'll complete today with that. I always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say to Allah, "Ya Allah, you told us over and over and over and over again that you are our raziq and that you do not need our help to feed us." So I make dua and I say, "Oh Allah, feed me by your power. Feed me by your grace and mercy. Feed me in keeping with your majesty and grace. And feed me without me doing anything for this. Feed me with izzah. Feed me with your jalal and kamal. And make me use whatever strength and whatever energy and power you have only and only to please you. Not in the search of risk for myself. Why must I waste my energy hunting for food when you have promised to feed me? Let me use my energy in your ibadah and let me use my energy in pleasing you in the most and best possible way that I can do that. And you feed me by your majesty and power." And I make dua and I say, "Oh Allah, you are not bound by zaraya. You are not bound by means. So feed me without means, so that I will see your feeding me without means, like you fed Maryam alayhi salam. When Zakaria alayhi salam used to come into the room and he used to see this little girl, she is doing ibadah. And she would have out of season fruits there. And he would say, "Ya Maryam, anna laki hada? Oh Maryam, what is this? From where did it come?" And she would say, "Hada min indillah. This is from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent malaika with fruit for Maryam alayhi salam from Jannah." So I say, "Oh Allah, feed me like this. Feed me like this, so I will go around like a madman and dance in the streets and glorify you and sing your praises. And if you should choose to use Zaraya, if you should choose to use means, then this is your will and this is your pleasure, this is your khudrat and this is your ikhtiyar. So use means, whichever means you want. But I know that when it comes, it is coming from you, not from the means. Send it to me, I will not go and ask anybody. Because I ask you, and when I have asked you, why must I go and ask anybody else?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, he said, "When somebody comes and asks you for a need, don't send him anywhere else." He said, "Complete it for him. To the best of your ability, complete it for him. Don't give him if he wants $100, don't give him $10 and then he has to go and beg for another $90. No. You have $100, give him the $100, finish it. Complete it. He came to you, finish it. And I make dua, Ya Rabbal Alameen, this is the advice for us. When our resources are limited, well, I'm asking you and your resources are not limited. I will not go to anybody because I don't recognize anybody. I recognize only you. And I will ask only you. And I will not ask anybody. And I ask you to give me without means. Because you have the khudrat to give me without means. And if you should choose to use means, then this is your ikhtiyar. Then send that means to me. I will not go there. Wallahi, all my life I have made this dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness for this. That he has done this for me, not once, every day of my life. And all I do is I thank Allah and I thank Allah and I thank Allah. Connect with Allah, people. Connect with Allah. Connect with Allah. Become awliya Allah. Become awliya Allah. Allah said, "Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu." He said, "He is your wali." Become awliya Allah. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a complete yaqeen that he can give and he will give. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us in keeping with his mercy and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make rizq the least of our worries. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away the worry of rizq completely from our hearts. To fill our hearts with itminan, with yaqeen on him as the razzaqudul quwwatil mateen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us rizqan halalan tayyiba. Allahumma inni as'aluka rizqan halalan tayyiba. To give us rizqan wasiya and to give us rizq bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. We'll meet again tomorrow at 10:30 inshallah for the continuation of this lecture. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain.